Wildlife Restoration Volunteers organizes thousands of volunteers each year to complete more than 150 conservation projects throughout Colorado. Community Relations Coordinator Anne Marie Fussell.
WRV's roots are in Boulder County. Our founder, Ed Self, saw a need in public lands. He saw that land managers didn't have enough money, enough resources, enough time to restore public lands that had suffered damage. We work everywhere from southern Wyoming, western Colorado, and the eastern plains out on the Pawnee National Grasslands. Land will heal itself given a really, really long time. But what our volunteers do, planting trees, getting native seeds back on the habitats that were damaged for pollinators and local wildlife, curbing erosion along rivers, our trails in alpine environments. We have a youth program right now in Fort Collins where students in high school are actually collecting native seeds from the landscape, learning how to grow those in their greenhouses at their school. And then this spring, we'll be installing them in a pollinator demonstration garden. Between this spring and next spring, Wildlands Restoration volunteers, along with a coalition of partners here in northern Colorado, have a goal of planting 28,000 seedling trees in the burn areas. One of our more recent trainings that we've added into our system, what we realized is that we can involve a lot more volunteers from the community if we have a lot of Spanish speakers and those in our community who are also bilingual in Spanish and English. On April 2nd, we planted 800 trees down at Heil Ranch in Boulder County. That area was heavily affected by the Talwood fire in the fall of 2020. We came to that area in partnership with Boulder County Parks and Open Space. Our volunteers, over the course of 2 days, installed about 1,500 of those plants so far this spring. So we really feel like one of the byproducts of our work is to help bring people together for a common cause and renew our hope. Renew our hope that we can make a difference one person at a time. It's really easy to get involved to volunteer. You can visit our website at wlrv.org. You can get involved as a volunteer. You can get involved as a donor. You can get involved as a business or a community group. Our volunteer calendar is up for the season, and we have over 200 events.
For further information, you can go to their website, wlrv.org. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
You've been listening to .org, KGNU's weekly look at local nonprofits. For more .orgs or for more information on this episode, visit news.kgnu.org.